Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Fit, a podcast from Gallen Education. Based in Madison, Wisconsin, Gallen Education helps students find success. We offer college and graduate school counseling, standardized test preparation, academic tutoring, and executive function coaching. Our podcast explores issues and ideas that students and families may want to know more about surrounding the college search and application process.
I'm Liz Jackson, Gallen's Director of College Counseling.
And I'm Paula Wheeler, a college counselor with Gallen.
And today we are thrilled to welcome Christopher Peavy Harry to the podcast. Chris is the Assistant Dean of Pre-College Programs at University of Wisconsin-Madison and an all-around leader in the field of higher education. Since it's the beginning of spring semester, now is the time that lots of students are starting to think about their summer plans and considering college-based summer programs. And so to get started, Chris, I wonder if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and how you came to be leading the pre-college programs at UW.
Sure, of course. First of all, thank you, Liz and Paula, for having me today. So I'm Chris Peavy Harry, and my introduction to summer and special programs started back in 2012, where I was the senior academic affairs administrator for Boston University on their London campus. I was based in the UK. And so I worked closely with students who are studying abroad and working on summer and short-term programs and manage faculty affairs as well as a residential director. And then after living, working, and studying abroad for nearly 10 years in Italy and the UK, I returned to the US, where I worked at Northwestern as the director of summer and special programs. And during that time, I oversaw undergraduate students, as well as pre-college students and international visiting students for short-term summer opportunities. In 2019, I joined the University of Wisconsin-Madison to lead their pre-college programs as the assistant dean, overseeing academic enrichment program for domestic and international students who are aged 7 through 18, as they seek that sort of immersion college prep experience. So Badger Pre-College is one of the largest pre-college programs on the University of Wisconsin-Madison's campus, and we enroll about 1,500 in our residential, commuter, or online options. I also serve as the president-elect for the North American Association of Summer Sessions, which supports the development of summer programs and the professionals who work in the field. Our previous work as a college admissions advisor for Gallen for some time. And additionally, I have done my undergraduate and graduate work in educational policy, international education, and higher education leadership. So I'm sort of all-rounded in terms of working in higher education, and my concentration right now is supporting individuals or supporting youth who essentially want to prepare for college prior to matriculation.
Thanks, Chris. Could you please give us a little bit of an overview of the opportunities that University of Wisconsin-Madison has this summer and in all summers for high schoolers?
Sure, of course. So Badger Pre-College offers a host of academic programs available to students aged 7 through 18. And our pre-college offerings include both credit and non-credit courses in arts, STEM, humanities, music clinics, and college readiness programs. Students who attend Badger Pre-College develop the academic and social emotional learning skills they need to successfully transition from high school to university and to persist while they're in college. Our programs, our Badger Pre-College programs, offers in-person, residential, and commuter programs as we seek to offer that sort of authentic immersion into college life. We also run online programs that are popular for international students. Again, we are not the only pre-college program on campus, but we are one of the largest pre-college programs. This summer, we have 4 non-credit opportunities for high school students. And the first opportunity is Badger Summer Scholars. So it's a 2-week program focused on college prep, careers, exposure to majors, and also exposure to UW-Madison staff and instructors who currently work with undergraduate students and teach on the Badger Summer Scholars program. Students also hear from campus departments such as financial aid, study abroad, and housing as they prepare for college. In addition to the college prep, students take courses in STEM, political science, medical careers, law, sports marketing, and a few other topics that we have. Badger Summer Scholars runs from July the 21st through August the 2nd. Our second program is the Accelerated Learning Program. It's a three-week program focused on research and provides curriculum for advanced learners looking for exposure to subjects not traditionally offered in schools. Students take engineering, computer science, forensic science, microbiology, and more courses. During the three-week program, students work on a research project where they gain research experience. Students may also petition their high schools to gain credit or high school credit for attending this program. The Accelerated Learning Program runs from June 30th through July the 20th. Our third program is Summer Music Clinic. It's a one-week music program for students at all interest levels or experience levels in music. Students can study all forms of music in performance-based and non-performance-based courses. And students in Summer Music Clinic gain exposure to the robust curriculum here at UW-Madison and is run in partnership with the Mead-Witter School of Music. Students choose their path of study from large curriculum courses and large ensembles to small group instructions. There's songwriting, there's hip hop, spoken word, dance, you name it. Music opportunities are there for our high school students. Summer Music Clinic senior session runs from June the 23rd through the 29th. These three programs that I've just mentioned are all residential, but they do have commuter options for students who are looking to commute home or to go home every day. Again, so there's residential and commute experiences. The last program, which is our fourth program, it's new this year. It's called Summer Arts Clinic. It's a week-long commuter-only program for ninth and 12th grade dancers, actors, designers, artists, creatives and arts enthusiasts, and we take students at all experience levels. This program is run in partnership with the Division of the Arts here on campus at UW-Madison, and it runs June 30th through July the 6th. I will say that applications for all of our programs are open now, and they close on May the 1st for Badgers and Scholars and the Accelerated Learning Program. Our music and arts programs, their application close on May the 15th. I would encourage students to enroll as soon as possible as programs are starting to fill up. And students can find more about our programs at precollege.wisc.edu.
That is awesome. Thank you so much. And I guess, Chris, I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about, for students who are, trying to figure out what to do in the summer, and they're interested in having something sort of structured where they can continue to learn, maybe explore a college campus. What are sort of what advice do you give to those students about how to find the right program, and what are sort of the considerations you think they should make, and maybe even resources that you'd recommend?
Yeah, so that's a really good question. So when looking at a program, it's important to understand your student's personal versus academic goals. I think that's really important because it will ensure that you are putting your student in the right program. A quality pre-college program will state its goals, its outcomes, and its mission so that you can ensure that the program works for your student. I would be sure to take into consideration the curricular and instructional as well as program models. So for example, would your child prefer residential experience because they want to live in and they're comfortable with being on campus and being with other students? Or would your child be more comfortable actually going home every night? Like, those are considerations to take into mind when you're looking for a program. Again, also thinking, would your child actually function better in an online experience? Because that may be the best for your child. You also want to look at the program structure. So a quality pre-college program will offer courses that are taught by qualified instructors that are often associated with the university, all right? You also want to make sure that they consider or that they include co-curricular programming in college prep. So the ability to meet with admissions, the ability to meet with financial aid specialists so that they can provide tips on what the admission process looks like or provide tips on financial resources when applying to college as a part of their core programming, because you really want a well-rounded sort of pre-college experience. A quality pre-college program will offer a robust curriculum that should reflect, if it's a university-based program, the university that that the program is running at. I would also make sure that you talk to the program about safety. Like, what are they doing to ensure that the students are safe on campus? I would talk to them about their staffing levels. So and what sort of staff they provide. Is there a counselor on site? You know, if the students need some additional health and well-being advice, and are there learning supports for students when they're on campus? So there should really be a robust discussion regarding the components that the program offers, the resources they offer for students. Rather than just signing your child up for a program, you want to understand the entirety of how the program functions. And then that will make sure that you are picking the best program for your student.
That is really helpful. Thank you. What kind of advice would you give to students about how they might make the most of their summer program experiences?
That's another good question. I would say, first of all, take advantage of the resources of the program to offer. Like, if there is course content, if you have instructors from the university who are there, if you have guest speakers, make sure that you're speaking with them. Make sure that you understand why they're there and that you have exposure either to their lab or exposure to their research. Again, many of the courses are taught by instructors who have the same level or the same understanding that high school students should have for undergraduate students. I would also say be sure that they make friends. A lot of students are living with or being on programs with students from folks around the U.S. You might also be with international students or students from other countries. So you just want to make sure that you're making the most of the experience and also making friends. At Badger Free College, we really want our students to be global citizens. And that means thinking at a higher level and sharing with students from a variety of backgrounds, which in turn help them sort of be better prepared for college. Third, I would say have fun. I mean, it is an academic experience, but you also want to have fun and just enjoy what you're doing. I mean, that's part of understanding what it's like to be on a college campus or understanding what it's like to be with other students. And then lastly, I would say, don't forget to leverage your summer program after it finishes. So after you leave, there's more that you can do. So consider checking with the program to see if they allow you to petition for high school credit or college credit if you're taking the college credit course. Make sure that you bring any research opportunity that you have or any research project back to your high school. Perhaps it can turn into a volunteer experience. Perhaps it can turn into an internship. So you just want to make sure that you're leveraging the program after it finishes. I would also say take into consideration how you include your pre-college experience when you're applying to college. You know, are you including that experience in your personal statement? Are you including that in your list of activities? Because these opportunities will help you or could help you stand amongst the rest of the crowd when you're applying to college. So don't forget to leverage your summer program, your summer experience after the program finishes.
That is such good advice. I think that's such an important idea that sort of the purpose of the program is not just to engage while you're there, but also to take what you learn and apply it in the context of your high school, your community, you know, the things you're already involved in, and to sort of enrich your, your education more broadly. So I think that's really an excellent.
Absolutely. It's meant to enhance what you're currently doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think that a lot of times, I know I have found that, you know, students gain exposure to something that they maybe don't have this chance to study in high school. And so, but then by sort of gaining an introduction to a new field, it allows them to kind of have a richer, fuller academic experience once they come back to their high school. And that's really cool.
Absolutely, Liz. That's the whole point of our program, is to provide that exposure to areas that students don't currently have exposure to, and then for them to use this as a jumping point to consider where they want to go after they're in our program. So that's absolutely right. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you. And I think our last question is a little bit sort of an outside of the box one, but obviously because you have, thank you for sharing more about your own background. And I know you have experience in student advising and have worked at a lot of different, universities in different settings. I'm wondering if there is a program of any kind that you think of as sort of a hidden gem that, maybe a lot of students don't realize that it exists, but that you think is a high quality program. Obviously, lots of our students are already going to be looking at programs at UW just because many of our students are from here in Wisconsin. But maybe any other programs you think that you wish more people knew about or thought that they should consider?
Yeah, so I'm going to focus here on study abroad. Study abroad is my passion. Again, I lived abroad for about 10 years, and my advice or my sort of gem would say would be, don't wait until your last year of university to study abroad. I would encourage students to speak with their advisor about how they build their academic experience into their course planning. There are a ton of programs where you can actually start with study abroad. So for example, UW-Madison, Boston University, and Northeastern universities all have programs that allow first-year students to start their study abroad in London. Again, London is a passion for me. Again, it's where I actually did a fair amount of my undergraduate or graduate work at King's College there in London. So London will always be at the top of my list. So I would encourage you to consider planning for study abroad. I think it's a good way of exposure to new cultures, and you learn a lot about yourself in terms of tenacity and things of that nature. I would also say that if your university doesn't offer a study abroad program or a study abroad program where you want to consider studying abroad, consider researching study abroad providers. So for example, the University Study Abroad Consortium, it provides opportunities for students to study at locations that are non-traditional study abroad location. If you do decide to go that route, I would encourage you to ensure that your home institution or that your university will allow you to transfer those credits back. Again, you don't want to be in an opportunity where you're concerned about your credits. But again, I would say study abroad. That would be my gem. Make sure that you include that as a part of your academic programming. Consider studying abroad in your first semester rather than your last semester, and consider looking at study abroad providers who may provide you with other opportunities to study abroad rather than your traditional locations.
That's so awesome. That's a great tip. And yeah, we have started to see sort of proliferation of college programs where students can start college, on a campus, outside the US, which is kind of cool, but also great to know that it's possible to sort of customize, or it may be possible to customize your study abroad experience beyond what your own university offers. And what a gift to get to sort of experience life in a different place. And I know I went to a session on different sort of American universities in Europe, and which I knew existed, but I hadn't thought about sort of the ways in which studying, at a university in another country kind of differs from what we think of as sort of a traditional college experience here in the US. And so that's cool. But yeah, well, Chris, we're just so grateful that you could join us today, and thanks again for chatting with us, and we hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely, Liz. Can I add one last thing before we finish?
Of course.
Good. So that's one last thing to mention is that obviously we've talked a fair amount about high school programs, but I do want to say that we offer residential and commuter options for middle school students. So if you have a sibling or if there are parents who are looking for opportunities for middle school students, we say that it's never too early to start your Badger journey. So consider looking at us for middle school opportunities for residential and commuter options.
That is awesome. As the parent of a 9-year-old who had her first residential experience last year at Grandparents University
UW-Madison,
yeah.
I can say that the soft serve ice cream in the dining halls was a big hit, and the party was lucky.
There is normally a queue. If you go into the dining halls here on campus, there is a queue for a soft serve for our middle school students. For some reason, that is a highlight of their day. That's what they look forward to. So.
That was, I was told that was actually the best thing that happened in 2023 and for my kids. So,
high praise.
I had a middle schooler that went to music clinic starting in middle school and then through high school. And I can attest that is a fantastic, awesome program. And all the things that you mentioned about how to take advantage, I think really came true. And so meeting, great friends, participating in like new types of things, Just getting that college experience, living in the dorm, going down to State Street, you know, more the older they got, the more freedom they got. So the middle schoolers were probably a little more tightly reined in. But once they got to high school, they did get to go and explore the areas around campus. And then, of course, culminating in those final performances is just so much fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. Summer Music Playing is a great program. I think it's been around for either 94 or 93 years. So it's been around a long time on campus. It's one of the longest running pre-college programs. So we're happy to have that as a part of our portfolio, and we're growing and growing, and there are additional opportunities. So glad to hear that your student enjoyed Summer Music Playing. So
definitely.
Excellent. Well, thank you again, Chris. And we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Chris.